and smart and they won't melt them from salt. Thank you again for joining us.
See so many gathered this time.
Yes, it is a very nice full meeting, isn't it? The holiday season is over now and almost back to normal.
I know that in your busy daily life, sometimes you find it difficult to come when you have worked physically hard. Each are tired, but still you come. For this, I am grateful to you all.
We love being with you.
Before I speak to you all, I want to say to you, please, your energies are depleted. Therefore, will you please, before you retire, seek for me, and I will be of help to you.
Thank you. That applies to all of us, I take it.
No, I speak to you.
Just to me. Thank you.
You will be aware.
Thank you. Yes, you're quite right. I have been feeling less energetic than usual.
I do not speak about your physical being. Always when I speak to you, I am speaking on a spiritual level. So, please do as I ask, and you will feel better for it.
I certainly will do. I appreciate your help. What has been the cause of the depletion?
You have been using your energies to excess. And like the physical being, so too can the spirit too become depleted.
I see.
This is something not well known or discussed amongst your peers.
Yeah. I must say I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't aware of having used so much. Perhaps it's when I'm asleep, is it?
I have told you that you come to us in our world and you come to walk. You understand.
Yes, I remember that.
When you enter our world, you do not have the same capacity of recuperation as you would if you were with us always.
I see.
It is nothing to concern yourself about. It is, how can I say, a little over eagerness on your part.
I see. I must try and control that.
The intentions are good. We would not wish to change that. But, as you know, when the spirit is a little depleted, it manifests itself upon the physical being.
Yes, you're quite right. That accounts for several things recently. Yeah. Thank you for telling me.
Therefore, we must slow you down just a little.
Right.
I know it probably, how would you say, go against your grain. Yes?
Yes, there's someone that I must be advised by those who know better than I do.
Yes.
And I will take the advice.
I hope so, my dear friend. Because we love you and we wish to take care of you all. Now, I wish to address question that comes to us so many times. You understand why you are within your physical bodies. You know that beyond this clothing, life continues.
Yes.
But so often comes the question, what are we really striving for? I have said to you all in the time gone past that what you are about is love. We have spoken a little about the refinement of matter. We know.
Yes, we have indeed.
When you join us in our world, in your spirit home, so often we hear, how do you know when we are ready for the next stage of existence? Again, I instruct you that there are many, many planes. This I have told you about also.
Yes.
So, how can you know when it is time to move forward? I have to say that awareness is innate within each soul. It is not something that happens in one particular stage of your growth. I have told you all of existence belongs to yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So can you see that the transition to go forward has to be so smooth that you would not be aware of it?
Yes, I think I understand that.
Do you understand
yes.
what I am trying to say? I don't think you do.
Not completely, but I was just going to suggest that it is rather akin to what we say here. What time is the present? When does the future become the past? That is impossible to define. And I would imagine that our progress is rather in the same state. There is no definite division point.
There is no steps of progress.
No.
It is a smooth moving forward. That is what I am trying to express to you.
All right. I think we all understand that, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, what you are searching for and what each one of you knows and desires is to return to the light, to that refinement of energy, that unsullied energy, which you call God. That is what each of us strive towards. But let me continue. As each step of your progress, so the soul, the energy that is the soul, becomes more and more refined. Until you come to the stage of non-being. We have not touched upon this matter before, but I wish to try to explain to you, if you wish me to explain a little more deeply into this subject.
I think we would all wish that, wouldn't we?
Yes, thanks.
Please.
You all fully understand that the soul's growth is an ever-developing one.
Yes.
That we all strive towards that pure energy which you hear on earth call light, but which is matter so refined that to you it is invisible. It is something that, as far as I too am aware, always seems to be unattainable. And I speak only from my heart upon this matter. We are speaking of eons of your time to reach the stage of non-existence. And by this I mean where matter can be defined.
Mm-hmm.
You follow.
Yes, I think you do.
To reach this stage, I will tell you, there would be no returning to earthly matter under any circumstance, because the state you have reached is purity itself. Where you have shed your layers of learning, where you have attained the power to express pure love, where you have reached the point of non-existence as you would know it. Now I will answer questions in your mind. Am I one of non-existence? I would say to you, yes, I am. When this state is reached, much can be achieved in the workings of the cosmos, in the workings within the universe, in the workings of that pure light. Would you like to ask me any questions upon this?
It's a stupid question, not directly related, but before that I think I...
Breathe deeply, my son.
I am compelled to say that we are even more privileged to have you here.
I feel and understand what you say, and I ask not for thanks, because you see, my dear friends, all of you are responsible for growth within my soul too. I have accepted many tasks. I have to say to you, this one has been quite difficult for me. I don't say this lightly, but to return to such dense matter is indeed a task which I have to say to you was not one that I took with me.
Sorry. Well, we can't tell you how much we appreciate it. We can never understand what it has cost you to do so.
It has cost me a little discomfort only compared to the love that abounds here within this room. do you know that I would consider all of you within this room to be jewels in the night sky? That is how I see you, my dear friends.
It's a lovely description, which we do appreciate. Let's try and live up to that.
I would like to say also that I hear questions of why is it possible for someone your plane to be able to utilize those special gifts whilst some do not? I would say only this to you, my friends. Remember that it is a culmination of the soul's growth. Always this is important when it comes to displaying these gifts. I have told you that you all possess many, many gifts of the spirit world. It is awareness. It is education. It is help from our world. There are so many aspects to it. I do not want any of you here to doubt what you are capable of. I want you to become strong in the knowledge of the strength that you all possess. I want you to know, and again I do not say this lightly, that this one here speaks many true words. You will not be misled, as so many have been. By words, by egotistical people, by those who choose halfways which they should not be treading. I say to you, thank divine light that you have chosen this dear friend to guide your footsteps well. You will not know until the time has come when you join our side of life. You will not fully appreciate the guidance you have received. I think each one of you should be feeling strength and the power of love which encircles this meeting place. Those of you who can should look to one another and feel the power of love. I would like you sometime, if you will, to touch each other, to feel the energy from each one of you, to recognize difference in the energies of each one. I know you have not tried this before, have you?
Never.
But if you are willing, please try it. And you will be amazed at what you feel.
Oh, we should certainly try this. Is there any particular energy point on the body which we should touch?
I would suggest only to use the palms of your hands.
Okay.
You may find that some will not be able to even touch hands. There will be no need because the exchange of energy will be greater among some than others. If I place my hand towards you, you should feel the energy from me.
Yes, I can.
Now, slowly take it back until you feel the energy no more. Focus on the light of the energy. You should eventually, if you practice this, be able to pick up the energy from across the room.
That's
Would you like to try now? If you focus on the energy of the light coming from me, you should. You are capable of it, my friends. But as in all matters, it is the practice of these gifts. You must focus. In fact, if each one of you focused, you may even see the energy within the room. Tell me what you feel, my son.
I feel that it's penetrating this one hand. I can feel it with the other, can't you?
Yes.
Through the hand.
That is good. Now allow it to travel throughout your being.
This is blue energy, surrounded with white.
If you focus, it should become pure energy without color. You are doing well.
You find that it is disappearing. It is just a thin shaft now. The barrier there.
This is what I am like all of you. To become aware of. To leave behind those physical limitations. To know yourself as you truly are, that you are energy striving towards that purity which you term love. Now, I think
it's a wonderful teaching. Can't tell you how grateful we are. I'm sure we all regard it as a great compliment that you call us your friends.
Yes. because we must lose only this time to allow the one I use to return.
Words are not sufficient, so I'm not going to attempt to say what we've heard.
Just to keep the record clear, and for that reason only, when Sanamit referred to the one who had been given guidance, he was referring to Leslie.